Psalms 1 says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful." Verse 2, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate both day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in its season." And here's where I like it. This is what I like.
Right. Come on.
"Whose leaf also shall not wither." Do you all really understand that?
That's good.
That means in summer, spring, fall, or winter, you can count yourself blessed. Stay with me now. I'm going to go a little bit on you now. You got not only do you get your blessing in due season, because there's a season when the fruit comes.
Yes, sir.
But while your fruit ain't coming, you still receive. Can you praise him when the fruit ain't there, but you know you're still blessed? Because your leaf. I think the Lord's going to let me work this thing out with you. And whatever he does shall prosper. Now, before you take your seat, simply share with somebody. And you got to believe it when you say it. Tell them, "This is my time to be blessed." Tell them, shake hands with them, touch and agree with them. This is my time to. I ain't playing with you. You want to get away from me if you don't want to praise him. This is my time to. I don't feel like playing around with it. I will praise him. I will give him glory. This is my time. I'm coming into this thing. I'm coming to the understanding of what God has for me. This is my time. I will not stand idly by and allow anybody to just tell me anything. This is my time to be blessed. I'm determined. I'm going to stick with it. I'm not giving up. I'm not going nowhere. I'm in it to win it. It's my time. To see how some people only want the blessing but do not want to put in the work. Some people are so intent on having their cake and eat it too that it has caused a major shift in Christendom. Where people do not stick with Christianity for a long haul. Only if they are blessed in a substantial, tangible way do they remain in the fold. New Age Christians, some of which are short-tempered, get really agitated when things don't go their way. They are short stamina. They cannot hang in there when the going gets tough. They short-sighted. Cannot see the blessing of sticking with God. You know, you got to be able to hang in there with God when things don't seem to go your way. God don't want no fair weather praises. Maybe folks that don't hang in there when all hell is breaking loose.
Hallelujah.
You got some saints that are short of patience. They cannot wait on God to work things out. They work things out in their own way. Not adhering to the word of God. I'm not fussing. I'm just saying what I see. I see it. I see how some people give up on God, how some people don't stick with God, how some people profess to love God and then don't show that love. And some people say that I'm going all the way with God only to find themselves back in the position that God delivered them out of 2 weeks ago. There's something that we have to do. We cannot be like New Age Christians.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. I'm not fussing. I'm just telling you what I see.
Say a word.
When in reality, the way to a blessing is stated right here in Psalms 1.
Come on.
It's laid out in such a way that it requires us to be positional. Mm-hmm. Watch this. And to be positional for a blessing, we must work on doing some things for ourselves. There are some things you won't have to do for yourself.
Amen.
In order to put yourself in position to handle the blessing of God.
Yeah, yeah. All right, now
understand this. The first thing I really want to talk about is that you're already blessed for what you don't do.
Right.
For what they won't, but are you blessed for what you don't? Read Psalms 1 again. Blessed is the first word.
Yes. Yes.
You blessed for hanging in there. You blessed for not giving up.
Uh-huh.
Amen. You already blessed for what you don't do.
Uh-huh.
For what you don't say. There's some things you want to say, but you don't say because you say it. Y'all stay with me. There's a blessing in doing some things and not doing some things that immediately come to your mind. There is such a thing as self-control. There is such a thing as patience. There is such a thing as keeping your mouth shut and not allowing the enemy to cause you to talk yourself out of a blessing. Sometimes you got to shut up and just praise God anyhow. You don't get mad. You don't go into action right when something rubs you the wrong way. Am I talking to anybody in here? You blessed.
Thank you, Lord.
You blessed.
Hallelujah.
For what you don't do. Look at how the scripture says it. It doesn't go right to the rivers of water. It says that you're blessed for what you don't do. My God, the first thing is not to walk in the counsel of the ungodly.
Watch it.
In other words,
Teach that.
Don't trust what people say who are not connected to God in any way. Stop listening to folk that don't even know who God is. Stop pretending to be in accordance with folk that don't even understand God's purpose for your life. That's like, you trying to get advice from somebody else when God already gave it to you. You trying to get somebody else's perspective on it that don't even know God. How they gonna give you advice on what God says he said to you, and you don't even, they can't even understand you as a person of God. Amen. Stop listening to people who do not know God. The word doesn't say to avoid them. It doesn't say to shun them. Instead, it says not to walk with them. There's something about that walk. Because when you walk, you talk. When you walk, you converse. You pay attention when you walk and talk. It denotes a closeness you have with people who may not be of God. It means something that takes place on a regular basis. It means that we keep going back to the place that God has delivered us from. It has taken up residence in our lives. Stop walking with folk that don't know God.
Amen.
We are accustomed to conversing and seeking advice from people who really do not have anything to offer us. Not only stop walking, but stop standing in the way. Stop going along with whatever in your life. You are not a whatever person. Look at somebody and say, I'm not a whatever person. I'm a blessed person. Whatever people do, whatever. Y'all stay with me. Whatever folk give in to lust of the flesh. And I'm not just talking about sex. But whatever suits your appetite. Whatever gives you pleasure. Whatever brings immediate happiness. I don't know about you, but I'm not a whatever person. Whatever people do, whatever people do, do not pay attention to caution. You know, they just do whatever. They do whatever, whenever, with whoever, for themselves, never counting the cost of whatever the decision is. In other words, whatever folk just do, whatever makes them feel good. Not thinking about how it affects their family, how it affects other people around them, how it affects things that are going on in their life. They just do whatever, whenever, because it feels good, because that's what I want from this situation. But blessed people stay on course with God. Blessed people will not work will work to not sin. Blessed people are still convicted when something in their lives is done outside the will of God. Blessed people always pay attention. Blessed people do not mind leaving an unblessed situation. God told you that ain't no blessed situation, and it's time for you to pack up and leave, y'all. I'm talking to somebody up in here. It's time for you to get up and leave. Stop hanging with folk that's in an unblessed situation, because sooner or later, you're going to cause yourself to be walking with them and talking with them. You got to be delivered from some folk. I didn't say shun them. I didn't say avoid them, but there's just some things that we cannot go along with. There are some things that we just cannot do. There are some things that we just cannot say, I can't hang out with you all the time, boo-boo. I can't hang out with you all the time, bruh. Because God got me on another course. He got me on another path. He's showing me some things. He's taking me to higher heights, to deeper depths. In order to get what I got to get from God, there are some things I can't hang out with you for. I can't do everything that you do. Because God got me on a particular course that if I mess this up, I just might mess up my blessing. And I come too far by faith. Not to allow God to bless me. There are some things that I gotta do. I gotta stay with God. So if I gotta cut ties with you, if I can't hang out with you, if I can't pick you up like I used to pick you up, if I can't text you like I used to text you, if I can't call you like I used to call you, then I just might have to leave you alone. Because what God has for me, I got to get everything God has for me. Because when I get it, my family is blessed. My children are blessed. My relatives are blessed. When I get it, everybody is going to get something from God. I got to stay the course. I can't let go of this thing. Because when I think of what he's already done, I can't let go of God's hand in no way. Because God... I said, I can walk away at any time. Oh, yeah. Some of y'all didn't mean that. Some of y'all didn't mean that. Some people's only meant to come in your life for a season. Y'all know the story of the sheep and the goat? Sheep go along with it. Goats you only get for a season. Because some goes to mountain climbers. You ain't meant to be on the edge all the time. You got some sheep that try to walk with them goats. But them goats only in you for a season. They only with you for a time. They like scaffolding to build the building. You only use it while you're going up. But when the building is building, you can walk upside and go inside and take the stairs. The scaffolding is no longer useful. You got some people in your life like that, that help you go up a little higher, but right now the stairs are built on the inside, and they're no longer useful on the outside. So there are some people you got to let go of, because season.
Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Preach, Pastor.
That's the
truth.
My God.
Yes.
I refuse.
Yes.
Anybody.
Oh God.
I refuse to allow anybody to pull me away from the best thing of my life.
All right.
Let me say that again. I refuse to allow anybody. I don't care
who you are.
From my wife on down. I don't care who you are.
Yes, sir.
I'm not gonna allow anybody. I'll be sad if Sister Richardson go. I'll be sad if she go out and find another man. I might cry for a little while. I might even shed some tears. But don't get it twisted. I will come back from that. Y'all gonna talk back to me. Some of y'all in the process of coming back from some people that have done you wrong. From some people that have... You better come back from that thing. Because you're too blessed to stay in a position, a fetal position. You grown, you on meat. You better give God some glory. Don't give everybody all of your heart. You got to save a piece for the Lord. You got to give God some time. You better bounce back from that thing. It didn't mean to kill you. It won't kill you. It can't take you out. It's just another situation. Look at somebody and say, you ain't the only one. You ain't the only one. You ain't the only one to have your heart broken. You ain't the only one to think you was losing your mind. You ain't the only one to go through some things. You ain't the only one to have somebody cheat on you. You ain't the only one that's about to talk about you behind your back. You ain't by yourself. You better bounce back from that thing. You a blessed person. You're not walking in the counsel of the ungodly. You're not standing in the way of sinners. You better come back from that thing. I'm a comeback kid.
Okay.
Y'all talk back to me.
Yes.
Touch yourself and say, I'm a comeback kid. I'm a comeback kid. I know how to bounce back. I'm like Teflon Don. I know how to come back from some things. I know how to hang in there with God. Because the longer I go with God, the stronger I get. That's why I praise his name. That's why I lift him up. That's why I give him glory. It seems like I praise him harder when I'm going through something. Talk back to me. Have you ever been so down in your spirit that you just left and you just gave God everything that was down on the inside, even though your heart would felt like breaking? You said, Lord, I'm going to just give you everything. I'm going to pour out of my heart right now, and I'm going to just let loose. I'm going to cut loose because I don't know what else to do. If I don't praise you, I might lose my mind. I might end up going crazy. I might end up losing control. I don't want to kill nobody. I don't want to hurt nobody. I don't want to cut nobody. So I got to praise you right now, because if I don't praise you, something's about to happen in my life. I got to praise your name. I got to give you glory. I got to jump up and down. I got to run around. I got to dance. I got to shout. I got to lay out. I got to praise you. Me twisted, don't I? Some folk in the 2014 and start off with a ruckus. Trouble on every side. But I guarantee you, if you hang in there with God, he'll show you something you ain't never seen before. Because the Bible says, eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, neither had it what? To the heart of men. Oh, yeah. You better tell somebody, I'm coming out of that thing. I'm a bounce back kid. You can't hold me.